Organized labor staged protests across the country yesterday opposing President Bush's drive to overhaul Social Security and create personal investment accounts, or private accounts as they're also called. But instead of going after the president, labor leaders targeted Wall Street firms. They say the companies are quietly pushing the president's proposal to let people put some Social Security savings in the stock market. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
America's shrinking labor movement doesn't have the power it once had. But recently, it's been using its remaining financial clout, billions of dollars in workers' pension money, to score points in the battle over Social Security. Last month, two financial firms dropped out of a group lobbying for private accounts amid labor criticism and fears of losing union pension funds. Yesterday, labor leaders took aim at two more financial companies, Charles Schwab and Wachovia.
We want Schwab and Wachovia and Wall Street to know they will not get away with it. We're going to put private accounts right where they belong, in the dumpster of our democracy. Thank you all for your great work.
That's John Sweeney. He runs the AFL-CIO, Organized Labor's umbrella group. He's outside Schwab's office speaking to a large crowd of union members lining K Street, Washington's lobbyist row. Schwab belongs to the Alliance for Worker Retirement Security, a business group pushing for personal accounts. But Schwab insists it hasn't taken a position on the issue. Allison Wertheim is an official with the company.
We think these protests are misdirected and unfortunate because we are not a proponent of privatization. We are a proponent of what I would imagine the labor unions would also be a proponent of, and that is education, information, debate, discussion.
In fact, unions want to kill personal accounts. They say the idea is risky because workers could lose their retirement savings in the market. Organized Labor's Social Security campaign is a bright spot in its struggle for relevance. Today, fewer than 1 in 10 private sector workers belongs to a union, the lowest level in decades. Greg Valliere works for the Stanford Washington Research Group, which provides investment analysis. He says labor is using people's uncertainty over personal accounts against Wall Street.
The public hasn't bought on to the reform plan. I think labor has tapped into that, and they basically have gone to a lot of brokerage firms and said, do you really want to antagonize your clients by advocating so strongly for these reforms? It was sort of like the stars were in perfect alignment, I think, for organized labor to finally get a political victory.
Derek Max disagrees. His group, the Alliance for Worker Retirement Security, lost the two financial firms last month. But Max says that hasn't hurt his cause. He also says union opposition to personal accounts is disingenuous. He says labor opposes the idea because the more workers invest their own retirement savings in the market, the less hold unions have on them.
This, in my mind, is about power. This is about being able to control and wield $400 billion in assets and keeping, in essence, those workers attached to this dying organization through those monies.
Max says that by mixing politics with investment decisions, unions may be violating their fiduciary responsibility to get the best return for workers' pensions. But President Bush's proposal would also force the government to borrow huge sums. Rich Trumka serves as the AFL-CIO's Secretary Treasurer. He says the borrowing would drive up interest rates and wreak havoc on the bond market, where labor has a lot of pension money.
I think it would be a breach of our fiduciary duty not to advise our pension plans because of the evil that privatization will have on, one, the beneficiary's future, two, the soundness of their funds.
Trumka says he hopes more firms will drop their support for personal accounts. He also says it feels good to be getting results. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.